Good evening, Sister Allison. Good evening, Sister Camille. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Greetings, everybody.
Greetings.
Blessings,
blessings.
Good night, everybody. Good night. How is everybody doing?
We are good.
Well.
Great. That's good report. Very good report. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right. Think we're all set up now. Yes. We continue this evening to look at the book of Romans. I think I need to turn on this light. The book of Romans, we're at chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. Romans chapter 1, 18 to 32. I know it's quite a treat. How are you enjoying it so far? How is the studying so far? Are we clear? Are we understanding? Are we learning something?
Yes, I do.
Yes, isn't that, is a book that... If you understand it well, the book of Romans, if you understand it well, it will do you well. Amen. It's a good book to use when you're witnessing. You know, wages of sin is death. Gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. You know, it has a lot of benefits to it if we learn it. And it has some good verses in it that is worth memorizing so that it can strengthen us in time of need. It can give us good, a great strength in times of need. Amen. As we begin this evening, I just want to encourage you from Romans chapter 8, verses 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is that a amen? Paul didn't leave out anything, he included everything. There's nothing that shall separate us. And he make it clear that nothing
Not a
will
thing, not
separate him.
oh God.
And yes, and we look at the life of Paul and we realize that he was strong right up to the end. He pressed forward towards the calling. And we also see that in Brother Job. We realize with Job, he lost everything, but he didn't lost his faith. You know, everything around him just went dim and just vanished.
Amen.
But he
Amen.
didn't lost his faith. He lost his the things that means so much to him in this world. But he decided to hold on to the end. And we see this similarity with Paul. Nothing shall separate him from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And we want to have that same mindset. You know, as we study the word of God, we want to have that same mindset that nothing will separate us from the love of
Lord
God.
of God, yes.
We don't want no tribulation, no problems,
That's true.
nothing that we are going through in this life. We don't want it to hinder our relationship with Christ. One songwriter said, though none go with me, but still I will follow. You know, even if it means just you alone and God, stay the course. Stay the course. You know, it's going to be worth it after all. One apostle would say that, Lord, when Jesus would say to him, are you going to turn back like the rest? He said, Lord, what shall we turn back to? You know, he sees nothing comparing to his Lord. And he decide that comes what may, he won't turn back. Amen. But he will hold on to the end. And we want to have that same mindset, a mindset to never let go, even when it
Hold
seems shaking, even when everything around you is falling apart. Still hold on. Still trust in God. It will be worth it after all. These mere 90, 95, 100, mere you only see someone live to see over 110 hour. Very rare. But these limited days that we have here on earth is nothing compared to the glory that awaits us. Nothing compared to the extent of eternal life. You know, so don't trade it. And we're going to look at it, Romans, this evening. And we're going to see where people, flesh and blood, like ourselves, would trade the gift of God, would trade Christ for a life of sin. You know, and Paul would be saying to them that we are all under sin and we need Christ. We need Christ to ransom us. Amen. Yes, it's an interesting book, it's an interesting study, and I can't wait to share it with you. I know it has. Pray God that it will impress upon your heart just the way it has impressed on my heart and give strength in time of great need. I can't pinpoint someone that is alive today that is not going through something some way or the other.
Oh God.
You know, even if you're, I know that many people rather would say that if they have money, they would have everything because they could have afford to buy everything. But I can tell you of some rich persons, some rich people that have the money and have all the wealth and houses and cars, and yet they're not
Uncomfortable.
happy. They're uncomfortable. They can't even
You
eat
hear
a
me?
good burger.
Okay.
They can't even eat a good burger because they are sick in the body. They
Yeah.
can't even eat anything with salt or anything like that. They have the money and they can't even spend it. You
Yeah,
know?
that's
Yes,
true.
they have how many beds and how many rooms and how many cars and only one they can sleep in,
Makes
another
no
one they
sense.
can drive. You know, they only can be at one place at any one time. They have how much businesses and they only can be at one place at one time. So be of good courage. The Lord is with us, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. I commit this platform into your hand. I pray, Spirit of the Living God, that you will fall afresh upon us. I pray, mighty God, that you will plow up the soil of our heart, that it will be fertile, and that as your word would go on it, mighty God, it will sprung up and bring forth fruit in its season. We pray, mighty God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver, sanctify, and save everyone here on this line. We pray in Jesus' name and for thy glory.
Oh,
Amen
amen.
and
Amen.
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 Glory to God. I know
Amen.
you're all prayed up coming here this evening. You're all prayed up because we know we have a real devil. And wherever the
Really.
children of God would parade, wherever the children of God would parade, you would want to show up. And we see that in Job when the angels would present themselves before God, and Satan would show up as well in the midst of, in the midst thereof. You know, so he has no brought up see. He has no decency, you know, and he want to show up every and any old way. So
Yeah.
yeah, so be prayerful as we study the word of God. Amen. All right. So amen, amen, amen. So Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. That's what we'll look at this evening. Amen. And we're going to look at God's wrath against sin and rejection of God. You know, Paul, in those verses, Paul would pose an opening argument for why the gospel is necessary. Remember last week we look at verses 16 and 17 at length, where Paul would say that I'm not ashamed of the gospel because
No.
it's the power of God unto salvation. You know, so Paul would now turn to demonstrate humanity's desperate need for salvation. You know, and he begin with the Gentile. The Gentile world, that's pagan, the pagan world, Gentile. If you're not Jew, you're Gentile. So we are not Jew, we are Gentile. Amen. He was writing to chiefly Jewish believers down there in Rome, you know, and when he would have posed this letter to them, maybe the Jews in the flock or in the church in Rome would be saying, oh, this doesn't apply to us. You know, this apply to the Gentiles. You know, what he's saying doesn't apply to us. But Paul would be so Paul would pose this argument so carefully that he would mention the Gentile. Then he would go on in chapter 2 to mention the moralists. That's those that are practicing the law, the doers of the law, living a moral upright life. And then he would include the Jew as well. And then he would say that we are all under sin.
All,
You know,
yes.
he'll say that there's all under sin. There's none
Do
righteous.
it good, none that do it good, no,
You
not
know,
one.
our righteousness before him is as filthy rags. And
Amen.
if we are not clothed in the righteousness of Christ, then you know, we will be man most miserable. Amen. So we have a obligation. We are obligated to get our faculties in order. So verses 18 to 23. Anyone there want to read for us this evening? Romans chapter
Okay,
1,
good night,
23.
everybody.
Good night,
Good
sister.
night. Good night, everyone. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made by two Corruptible.
corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Amen. Thank you, Sister Edda. We see the term the wrath of God.
Revealed. Is your
This is
feeling?
not something that we want to be under, the wrath of God.
Oh, Jesus.
The wrath of God is not a pretty place to
Oh,
be.
God, oh, God.
And when we look at that term, the wrath of God, it is not uncontrolled. It is not uncontrolled rage, but God's wrath is his settled, holy opposition against all that is evil. He cannot stand that
Can
which is
be
evil.
evil. Mm-hmm.
He cannot stand it. And Paul said that it is revealed from heaven. It is presently being displayed, not only a future event. It is presently being displayed. The wrath of God. If you look around you, you will see the wrath of God displayed in so many different ways.
Yes, that's true.
And the wrath of God targets what the wrath of God targets ungodliness. That is a wrong relationship with God, ungodliness. And its target also unrighteousness, wrong conduct towards others.
Yes.
I pray that none of us will ever experience the wrath of God.
Oh,
It would be
Jesus.
like you're here on earth, but your life is in a living hell.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
You can't come. Nothing you do will
Can't
prosper.
go.
The wrath of God is upon you. Generational curse. Just
Jesus.
abide, just live at your doorstep. Generational curses live in a door in your bedroom, wherever. That's the wrath of God. Everything is like it just goes like butter against sun, just melting away.
God.
You're alive. You're alive, but you're worse than the dead.
But yeah, you are dead.
It's not a place to be under the wrath of God. You run even when no one pursuing you.
Persuade, yes.
Even when nobody running after you trying to hide.
Oh God.
You're running from your own shadow.
Daniel, your own shadow, yes.
When the wrath of God is upon you, you're like a vagabond.
Oh, no belong nowhere.
The wrath of God is upon you. It's not a good place. And it's again, wrath of God is upon all ungodliness and unrighteousness. And the problem is, when Sister Edda would read, is that the people, they suppress the truth.
Pray.
They suppress the truth. Question for you this evening. What does it mean to suppress the truth? What do you think that means, to suppress the truth? Anyone? What do you think it means to suppress the truth?
No, not get it, may not get it, may not get it.
I wonder if when you suppress the truth, it's like you know the truth, but it's like you
You're stifling it, you're stifling
yes,
it.
you know the
Amen.
truth. Like you're living in denial. You know the truth, but you just don't want to make it known
Obey.
that you know it. I don't know how
Obey the
to put
truth.
it. You
Or
know
your
the truth.
conscience. You suppress your conscience, that your conscience
Yes.
is telling you that something is wrong. And you know it's wrong because the word said, but you try to come up with an argument to counteract that which you think is
Counteract
wrong.
it. Yes.
Amen. You're trying to justify it. You're
Yes,
trying to
justify.
justify your
Yes.
action. You know that it is, you know
Wrong.
that it is
Wrong.
wrong, but you're still doing it, trying to just and trying to justify it,
Right.
trying to make a case of it why it is,
Brother
you
Everton,
know.
as you
Yes.
to start startling the truth, it's like you kind of, it's like you have something, you're killing it.
Yes.
You know it, but you are trying to disguise it. It's really a difficult thing to, but I mean, it's just like you know the thing, but in
Yes.
your heart,
You're
you want to,
suppressing it.
yes. You don't want to
Yes.
come outrightly and say yes, so you're trying to
Dodge,
dampen it,
dodge,
dampen it.
dodge, dodge it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I hear
You're
me?
trying to hide it. Yes.
Yes. So it's primarily referred to the deliberate, and it's done deliberately. It's a willful act of holding down or rejecting
Yes,
evident truth.
deliberate sinfulness.
Yeah, especially about the existence, God existence, his character and his moral standard. You know, and they do it out of a out of unrighteousness or a desire to live without accountability. You don't want to,
Spite, out of spite too.
yeah, and you don't want to be accountable for it. So you live the life. You know, you suppress it. You don't want to be accountable.
So can
Like,
it be, excuse me,
yes.
can it be rebellion too?
Yes, it is.
You
It is
know that
downright
God
rebellion.
exists, but yes, but you choose to deny him, oh God.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's like, for instance, you're a Christian person and you're at the wrong place, at the wrong, there's no wrong time, but you're at the wrong place. And somebody see you. And they say, "Weren't you the person that I saw in church last week?" And you said, "No. The truth is, you were in church last week."
To
But
deny
what you're doing, yeah, what you're doing now, you're suppressing the truth because of you don't want to be accountable for what somebody has seen you. You're at the wrong place. Amen. Yes, so and it happens so much in our world today where truth is being suppressed.
Yes.
You know, people would suppress the truth of creation and say creation is like evolution. People evolve from maybe animals or dinosaurs or monkey. You know, they would ignore God's design. They would ignore what Psalm 19 verse 1 would say, the earth declares the glory of God and the firmament
From my
shows it and the
shirties and
world.
the world.
You know, so they would suppress it. Society would suppress it. And even in morality, you know, people would shape ethics to fit their desires, you know,
Like
such as,
Darwin.
yes, such as calling evil good. You know, people would call evil things good and stuff. But Isaiah 5 verse 20 speaks and says, "Woe unto them that call evil good
Evil, good,
and good evil,
good, evil.
that putteth for light and light for darkness." You know, but that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. No, it shouldn't be so. You know, we have a style in Jamaica that whenever things are good, we say, "Man, it's wicked. It's wicked him, but you're not evil. You don't mean wicked, you mean it's good." Or if you watch a movie
Oh
and the
yes,
movie,
true.
if you watch a movie and the movie is good, they say, "Wow, that movie is
Wicked,
bad.
yes.
Ah, that movie is bad," but you're actually saying the movie is good. You know,
Good.
that is, you're flipping the thing, and the Bible is against that. If the thing is good, say it's good. If it is bad, say it's bad. You know, don't flip it and say it's good, or no, or it's wicked
Wicked.
when it's good, you know. And we see also the shift on sexuality and stuff, where mankind would say, oh, they were born with more female gene, and so they are homosexual from conception or whatever, and they would want to believe that lie. They'd want to suppress the truth. They'd want the truth is they're born a male, but they want to suppress it and say they are a female now. In their identity and their belief. So the word suppress means to hold down or to restrain. Humanity doesn't lack truth. It resists truth. It doesn't like we lack truth. We know what truth is, but we are resisting it. We know that lying is sin, but we resist it and we tell
Well,
lie.
yes.
We fight, we kick against the prick.
Well.
We see God made himself known through general revelation. Sister Ida would read it. God would make himself known to us. So even if a person is not reading the Bible, if he looks around, nature itself, it would speaks of God. It would speaks of a divine nature. It would speaks of something bigger than the government. It would speaks of something bigger than any king that would be here on earth. God revealed in invisible attributes through the things that have been made, that he has created. He revealed himself in his creation, and it is clearly seen. God also revealed in eternal power. Since the
God here.
creation of the world, yes, and his divine nature, it is plain to all. God's divine nature, it is plain to all. There is a God somewhere.
There is a God. There is
Yeah,
God.
God is, God exists. There's no doubt about it
I
that
am.
there is good and there is evil. There's no doubt about it that there is a heaven and there is a hell. There's no doubt about it. God has not hidden himself any at all. He has not hidden himself from his people. The universe testify of his existence, his power and his nature. Human beings are fundamentally aware of God. So the problem is not with your with your intelligence. It is your moral. It is not your intellect. It is your moral, because you're suppressing. These people are suppressing the knowledge of God.
Is.
They think that to say yes to God is a sign of weakness. And they would stay away, especially men. They would stay away from the fold, from the gathering, because they don't want to. Seems as if they are weak. So the Bible said that we are without excuse. We are without excuse. No one can plead innocence in God's courtroom. When you're in God's courtroom, when on judgment day, you cannot plead that you're innocent. That you're ignorant. I mean, you cannot plead that you didn't know, because it's all around us.
God is.
The Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 28 says, God that made the world and the things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwell not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he need anything, seeing that he giveth all life and breathe and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nation of men, for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he is not far
Any
from
one of us.
any one of us. For in him we live, in him we move,
And have
in
our
him we
being.
have our being.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
I've read some part in the scripture that said that if God was hungry, he would not have said it to any one
No,
of us, because none of us can give
it
him food.
is.
God is God, and God will always be God. He is alive and well. And yes, we have to be so mindful of the things that we see around us, because it points us to God. Amen. The things that we see around us, the things that are happening around us, it points us to God. The near misses that we have in life, the near accident that could have happened, and we were spared. The times that we were sick, near to death, and God has healed us.
That is
You know,
God.
the times that we thought we were poisoned, and we got help maybe from some doctors or whatever.
God worked through
You
them.
know, God worked through them, and you are now healed and delivered. The operation that you did, you went to sleep underneath the chloroform
Anesthesia.
or whatever, anesthesia. Yeah, and they cut some part within you, sew you up back,
Oh God,
and put you back to life.
Jesus,
My You
God,
know, who could it be but
but
God,
God,
who has given
God.
man these general revelation of him, so that they could piece in some part of you and put some part there and there and sew you up back.
Fix it, fix
And
it.
yes, fix it up and put you back to live.
Could it be
You
God?
know, who could it be
Only
but
God,
Jesus? Who could
only
have
God.
waked me up when you were being chased by demons in your sleep last night? And you could have, you they were there right at the brink where they would hold you and crucify you. You would have, God would have waked me up, and you would have come out of that sleep and realized it's only a dream. You
Amen.
know? Yes. So many, yes, when you're sleeping in the night, so many vagabonds would attack you.
Devils.
Some devils, some demons that walketh by night.
Sister Ali, devil.
Some demons that walk by night, some rolling calf attack you in a dream. But God would have waked me up before they would have devoured you. Amen.
Yes, Jewish.
Yes. Yes. So God revealed himself through general revelation. And he would have done so in like three primary ways: in creation, in your conscience, and in your providence. Providence, making his existence an attribute evident to all humanity and rendering people accountable for recognizing him. From your born and you have sense, you're going to recognize that there is a God and
Of
you are
course.
accountable. So through creation, God's eternal power and divine nature are clearly seen in the universe complexity, the order and the beauty and vastness since its beginning, proclaiming his glory so evidently that humanity is without excuse for ignoring him. We see the sky, we see a 24-hour cycle where it turns night, turning to day, back and forth. We see rain falling.
Excuse me.
Go ahead,
So
Minister.
the evidence now, looking on what Paul is trying to say, that in general revelation, we don't need a Bible, right? We don't need a Bible to know that God exists,
Yes, we
right?
don't need
Because
it.
we're without excuse, because we can see God's handiwork in the creation around us, nature, everything.
Yes, and that's regardless of your culture or your location, regardless if you're black or you're white or you're in America or Africa, wherever you are, anywhere under the sun, anywhere in this world you are. You have seen the general revelation of God without even opening up a Bible.
You, Jesus.
Wherever you are, you can see the general revelation of God. Who could it be? There must be a superior
Must be a
power.
being. There must be
There
eternal
must be
being.
a superior power. So you're not ignorant. So the problem is not your intelligence. It is your wickedness. You're suppressing the truth. It is not that you're not. You are not in the know that there is a God, even without a Bible, and even through your conscience, the moral law and the sense of right and wrong is in every man's heart. You remember in the Old Testament, God said, "Going to write His law upon your heart." He has written it indeed. It is written in our heart. It is in our is an internal witness that reveals God's standard and uphold people accountable. The law is written in our heart. And And it judges your motives and the secrets. So we are without excuse. And he's done it through providence. If you're not satisfied with creation, and if you're not satisfied with your own conscience, providence alone, the providence of God, or God provide for you, would have settled it all, because God's ongoing care and sustenance, the way he has preserved creation, providing rain. If he stopped the rain, all the plants die. Not to mention mankind will starve if no rain fall. We're not seeing it, people of God. We're not seeing it until it happened, We can't just be living day in, day out, morning, noon, and night. And if there is no rain for a season, it's going to affect each and every one of us, whether you're righteous or you're not righteous. If the rain doesn't fall, the plants is going to be affected. You're going to be parched. You're not going to have water to drink. Water produces a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that we eat. No food provision can't be grown without water.
No.
Fishes that we eat cannot live with if they're
No.
not in water and
Yeah.
whatever. We cannot even wash our hands when we use the toilet if we don't have water. That, you know, we, water is so important. And God
Providential care.
preserved his
God's
creation,
providential care.
providing rain and fruitful seasons. He gives food and life to everyone, not only because you believe, but also because you don't believe. He gives you as well. He preserves, he gives you his goodness and his active involvement. And you know what that is called? It is called common grace.
Oh God.
His
Amen.
common
Come
grace
on, grace.
governs
Amen. Amen.
all
Amen.
creatures and
Praise
act
the
action wisely. It's common grace. That's the
Lord.
common grace of God. You know, he wake you up.
Please
he know
upon.
that you just killed somebody yesterday and you went to sleep, and he still wake you up this morning.
My
He
God.
still
Come on,
wake you
earth.
up. He know that you rob an innocent person yesterday and you went to sleep, and he still wake you up. He still give you
Merciful.
food. He still let rain fall on you. He still let you walk without and not sick. He know that you're a man that you don't do right. You're so wicked and so perverse in a way. Yet you can have a comfortable sleep and you wake up. Things like that supposed to drift you towards Calvary. When you see the goodness of God through his providence and whatever, you know what Apostle Paul said, I think it's in Corinthians, some Second Corinthians 4. I think it's Second Corinthians 2, verse 4. He said, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to those that are lost, who the God of this world has blinded their minds so that they cannot see. He has not hidden anything from us. And there goes, we talk about general revelation. General revelation, it can show you your sin. It can show you, oh, God has provided for you, but it will not save you. You need special revelation. Special revelation is God's specific self-disclosure through scripture and ultimately through Jesus Christ. You got to be saved through the blood. So general revelation, it is sufficient to render people accountable. Yeah, it is sufficient to render you accountable, but it is not sufficient to save you.
The Savior, only the blood, only the blood.
Yes, because you have to believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, who takes your place.
Resurrection.
Yes, so general revelation, remember, it makes you accountable because you see the goodness of God and everything around you, but it cannot save you. You have to get special revelation, and special
Amen.
revelation is through the word.
The
You
blood of
need the
God.
word. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of
Of God.
God. And so we're going to look at the great exchange, the rejection of God. We see that in verse 21 to 23. We're looking at first Romans chapter 1. verse 7, 18 to 32 for those that came on after. Yes, so we see the great exchange, and Paul would refer to it in the essence of a downward spiral. You know, they know Paul would say that they know God, they knew God, but they did not honor him as God. All right, they knew God, that say is general revelation. They knew God because they see the things that God has been doing, but they did not honor him as God. Rebellion. That's rebellion right there. They
Rebellion, yes.
were not thankful. They were not thankful. They were ingratitude. And that's the root of rebellion, of a rebellious generation.
Ungrateful.
Their thinking became futile. Their reasoning became empty. Their hearts were darkened. My God. Spiritual blindness.
As they reject the truth,
Yes.
turn
So
away.
they turn away, so the heart is now darkened. It's now callous. It is now callous. Ephesians, when we look at Ephesians 4, verse 17 to 19, it says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that he henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, having given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness and greediness."
God have
My
mercy.
God. My God.
Jesus.
You know, so Paul
Jesus.
says the downward spiral begins with failure to honor God and to give thanks. You know, and we see that is ingratitude. Ingratitude is a foundation, is a foundational sin, because
Yes,
it represents a foundational rejection of God
it
as creator, sovereign Lord, and gracious giver of all things. That's ingratitude. We prefer to worship the creation instead of the creator, the things
Yes.
that God has made. We are here worshiping it.
Sticks and stone and money
You
and
know?
care.
Yeah,
Yes.
and it's a spiral thing going down.
Right.
You know, just like if you tell a lie. A
Yes.
lie, that's a sin. That's a sin, right?
Yes.
A lie is a sin. And if you
Yes.
tell a lie, in order to get out of that lie, you have to tell
Yes,
another lie.
50
So
more.
it continues to spiral down and down and
On
digging
and down.
deeper and
Down you
deeper.
go.
And so is sin in every aspect of sin. You know, if you're a thief, you have to be a liar to cover your tracks. You know, there is a sin doesn't just stop where it starts, but it takes you deeper and deeper.
Down.
It spirals down. You know, yes. So we see sin. Paul would present sin as an exchange. You know, it happens when they exchange the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal images.
Thank you, Lord
You
Jesus.
know, we also see that in Psalm 106, verse 20, that said they exchange the glory into the similitude
Me
of
too.
ox that eateth grass. They
Yes.
worship the ox, the cow that eateth grass, instead of worshiping
In
God
God,
that
the
make
one
it.
true God.
Yes, and even Israel, remember Exodus 20, Exodus 32 rather, where Israel, they make a golden calf. They make a golden calf to worship that golden calf instead of worshiping God who had made the gold.
Yes.
Yes, in a sense, what Paul is saying, that they're trying to claim wisdom and they became fools.
Foolish.
They trade the infinite for finite, for the finite, the infinite things, the things around you that will disappear one day. You're trading it for the finite things that avail. God himself, the eternal things, you trade it for temporal things. You know, so the nature of sin is like an exchange. You're exchanging the things of this world, apart from God. You know, so you're trading the truth for a lie.
Yes.
Yeah, you're trading the truth for a lie. And sin is not just breaking the rule, it is misplaced worship. It is not just breaking the rule, but you misplace the worship. Instead of
No,
worshiping
in
God,
some you're
you're
worshiping.
worshiping something else. You know, so it's a misplaced worship.
Made exchange.
Amen.
More
So
truly.
idolatry is a ancient problem.
Yes.
You know, anything we elevate in the place of ultimate worth that belongs to God alone, example, our money, our power, our pleasure, self-will, it becomes an idol.
Oh
You know,
God.
anything that we elevate
Forgive me,
to the
Lord.
place of ultimate worth, whether it could be your money, your children, your family, anything, your job,
Your
anything that you
yard.
elevate above, anything that you have pleasure in apart from God, you have misplaced worship. You know, you have misplaced worship. So God gave them up. Paul said
Yeah,
that God gave them up.
reprobate mind.
It's not good when God give you up, you know? Because even when if you your earthly parents, when you're growing up, and if they give you up, refuse to talk to you feel bad, you know?
No, you're sick.
Yeah, you feel bad. They're not paying any mind. They just leave you to do whatever you want to do until when you go outside and buck your
The
toe.
tour.
And you come running and crying to them. They take a strap and give you a good beating. Good beating because you know you learn a lesson. You know, and stuff. So God give them up to their own. And Paul would refer to them, refer to it 3 times. Paul would say that God give them up. First in verse 24, he said, impurity, they're dishonoring their body. God give them up because they're dishonoring their body, exchanging God's truth for a lie. You know, in verse 26, God give them up to dishonorable passion, sexual distortion.
Oh,
You know,
yes. Shameful desires.
the men leaving the natural use of a woman and turn to other men with men, working that which is unseemly before the sight of God. God can't look at that. God give them up to their
Yes,
own
reprobate, reprobate.
reprobate mind. Every form of the reprobate, you know, it tells you is a base, is a base of everything, is a form of all wickedness.
Reprobate,
The
reprobate.
reprobate, they turn reprobate, refuse to acknowledge God. God give them up.
Just give them up. Make them go on their own way.
Just let them go on. Just let them go on.
Jesus
Just
of
give
God.
them rope. Give them rope. Let them
Make
run.
them go on, make them go on, make
Let
them
them
go.
run. You know? Let them run. Let them run with it. All sort of wickedness. You know, Psalm 81, verse 11 to 12 said, but my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel, none of me. Israel would none of me. So I gave them up into their own heart lust, and they walk in their own counsel.
Follow them on
Yeah,
path.
just give them up because they didn't want none of God. So just give them up. You know, when the hammer hit the hand, then they're going to say, oh God, have mercy. You know, when sickness wrap their body, they're going to run, come back. You know, yes, when they get broke, busted, and disgusted, when they get torn up from the floor up, they're going to remember God. You know, so God does give them rope. They're going to come back. If they are none of God any at all, they're going to come back. You know, Acts 7, verse 42 said that then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven, as it is written in the book of the prophets. O ye house of Israel, have ye offended to me, slain beasts, offered to me slain beasts and sacrifice for the space of 40 years in the wilderness?
When you find it.
You know, yes. So, people of God, don't be in the place where God give you up. It's not a good place. And
Jesus.
what does I want to tell you, you know, what that God give you up mean, you know, it's a legal abandonment, you know.
Yes, I know.
God abandoned you, you know. It's a legal
Yes,
abandonment. But Mind you, no, take note, you know,
Not
not
on the
because he has abandoned you, not
He
because
still
he has
remember
given up. He's still
you.
seeing everything that you do,
Yes, he sees
and he's
you.
still taking note of everything that you do. So don't bother believe that you take the wings of the morning and go into the deepest part of the sea, that the Lord is not seeing you. He
Seeing
said,
you.
if you spread your bed in hell, he's there.
Amen.
He's
God.
you. If you take the wings of the morning and fly to the
Please.
uttermost part of the sea, he's there. You cannot hide from the presence of God. So even though he has given you up, you know, it means that he has withdrawn his restraining grace. That's what it means. He has withdrawn, taken away his restraining grace and allow people to experience the full consequence of the path that they have chosen, giving you the full consequence. So you're living, but you are in hell. You know, you're living a life that it can't come together. It's a life that is separated from God. You know, it's like a present judgment that you're going through, a present judgment and a preview of the final judgment. So the wrath of God is God abandoned in you. God's present wrath is not like lightning and thunder, brimstone or whatever, but is letting go. He just let you go, allowing humanity to fully experience the consequences of rejecting him. And you know, this is a frightening place to be, especially when you already know God, when you know that God is, you know, when you know that God is and you reject him. And your conscience become alive and well. You know, you
Right.
cannot stay. You cannot stay out there. You know, but God in his sovereign will would have sent Christ to be to satisfy his wrath. Only Christ would satisfy the wrath of God. You know, Romans 3, verse 25 said that whom God has set forth to be the propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remittance of sin that are passed through his forbearance of God. And not only that, but also Romans 5, verse 9 said, much more then, be now justified by his blood, that's the blood of Christ, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Save. So, though we were deep in sin, heading to a Christless eternity, God would have sent Christ to be our Redeemer. You know, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10 says, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. So, only Jesus can satisfy the wrath of God.
His righteousness,
We have
Jesus.
to go through the blood.
His righteousness.
We have to go through the blood. You know, so there's a progression. Paul will show that there's a progression. The body, the passion, and the mind. The body, the impurity, dishonoring the body, you're dishonoring your body. The passion, the disorder, the desire that you now have, you know, to please the world instead of pleasing God, and your mind becomes so corrupt, reprobate. So sin is never static. It is always progressive, and it gets deeper and deeper.
Deeper.
Yes, and Paul would mention a list, a sin list. When we look at verse, I hope you have read the scripture before
Yes.
coming on, so you can see the list of
Greed.
sin that Paul would put. You know,
Yes.
yeah, general wickedness. Underneath, I'm going to give you some categories. General wickedness, that is the unrighteousness and the evil and the covetousness and the malice.
Envy and murder.
Yes. Yeah. And unrighteousness. Evil.
Fornication.
Covetousness.
Yes.
Covetousness, a sin, you know, grudgeful.
Cocky
To
eye.
make, I would
Mine.
say,
Cocky
grudgeful. You know, and he follow,
eye. Cocky
he walk in twin with bad mind,
eye.
covetous and bad
Eye. I'm
mind.
29.
Yes, malice keeper. The word of God said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You know, the malice keeper.
Thank you,
And there are some relational sins as well, like envy, murder,
Jesus.
strifes, deceit, maliciousness,
Malice,
wickedness.
boastful, gossip,
Yes, those are the sins of
ministers.
speech. The sins of speech is gossip and slander. That's like insult, very insulting.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Backbiter. Yeah. Yes, and then you have the sin of attitude, haters of God, disrespectful, haughty. You know
Oh,
that when you're too
despiteful,
haughty
proud,
is a
proud,
sin. You're
proud,
proud, pride
proud.
is a sin. You know, the word of God says the
He
proud,
resisted the proud.
afar off.
God
You see them
resisted the proud.
afar off. You know, boastful. Say Jamaica would say you boast like
Bossy,
a chink.
bossy,
A
a
you
chink.
boast like a
What the boss
chink,
is
chink.
chink? Your boss like a chink.
Yes,
A chink
yes,
presents himself with
yes, yes. Amen. So that's your attitude, the sin of your attitude, the very attitude that you have becomes so sinful. You know, and there's a sin of innovation. You're inventors now of evil things. You invent evil things. You know, things that,
disobedient to
yeah, things that
parents.
cause people
You got your
to
bed
do
and
evil.
keep your contact. You have to go.
Amen.
Wicked, wicked
Yes, disobedient to parents.
parents.
And even your character can show signs of sin, your foolishness. You act very foolish. And you act very faithless. Anything that is done without faith is sin. The Bible says, whatever is done without faith
It's
is
no
sin.
love, no mercy. It's
You
sin.
have your no love, no mercy. You're heartless. Now have no heart.
Your
You know,
character,
that's your
foolish.
character. You know, we're talking about your character now. Your very character is snared. It's fool. And you're faithless and you're heartless and you're ruthless. You know, oh my God. My God. You know, verse 32 tells us the final indictment. This is the climax of the passage. People not only practice those things, but give approval. You know, people of God, when I look at this verse, I have to look at it more than twice, you know. It says people not only practice these things, but they give approval to it. So
Oh God.
you'd have some people that would pay somebody to go
Endorsement.
kill somebody for them and would believe that if they get caught, is the person who pulled the trigger would get the punishment. But you who connivingly plan this thing,
A bit.
yeah, you who connivingly plan this thing, you're worse than the person who did it. You
That's
remember
true. Yes, that's true.
Acts chapter 5? Was it Acts chapter 5, minister or anyone? Acts chapter 5 with Ananias and Sapphira?
Oh yes, Acts in Acts.
Yeah,
Nice
Acts chapter 5. You remember when Sapphira, Ananias, they would sell the land that they have, you know, the very land that they would
Life.
have. And they would say that they're going to take it to the early church, you know, and give them the money. But they take away part of it for
Part
themselves
of it.
and hide it for themselves. And he would go up to the apostle and say, here is the money from the
Yes.
piece of land that I sell. Mind you, if he had went and he had said that this is part of the money, nothing would be wrong, you know. But he wants to tempt, he's tempting the Holy Spirit. He want to,
Oh,
he's
Jesus.
tempting the Holy Spirit. And he said, this is the money. And
Jesus.
Paul said, this is this. And I think it was Peter. He said, this is the money. And he said, yes.
Peter.
Yes. And Peter said, man,
You're not lying to me, but unto God.
you're lying to the Holy Spirit. You're lying to God. You know, and he gave up his ghost. That means he was
Dead.
dead. He
Yes.
died right
And a
away.
conviction.
Yes. Yes. But the point that I want to make is the final indictment. He and his wife, Sapphira, would connivingly plan this strategy and expect this strategy to be out of the scope of Almighty God. They did not know that God was there when they were planning it. You know, but Sapphira would give Ananias the approval to go and do this wickedness. And when Sapphira would come with herself, well, boasty, and well boasty and prideful that they give and contributed to the
Yes,
work of God.
that's all
Paul
I'm.
said, Peter would say to her, "Is that all the money that your husband was the money that your husband that was sold for the field, such and such?" And she said, "Yes, my Lord, that's such and such. That's the amount you receive." And he said, "The same men that bury your husband is coming back to bury you."
Up your body. Hey, oh Lord.
The same men that bury your husband is coming back to bury you.
Lie.
And they came and pick her up, pick up the corpse and go bury her. Died. Same way. So you who give approval to sin is just as bad, or who find pleasure in
In
sinful
doing.
act. You know, who find pleasure in sinful act. You make sinful act amuse you. You make sinful act be a pastime. You're watching some shows that cannot edify your mind and the television.
All
Watching
right.
some things
It's
being
not edifying.
practiced on the television that doesn't edify you. You're finding pleasure in sin.
Yes.
And you're taking it as an entertainment. Entertain yourself around the throne room of
Hallelujah.
God. Entertain yourself in the
The
under the word
things
of
of
God.
God, the things
You
of
know,
God.
whatsoever things are good, whatsoever
Good.
things
Oh,
are
good
of a
to God.
are righteous, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there's any virtue, any
Yes.
praise, think
Think
on
on
these
these things.
things.
Think on these
Make
things.
your mind be cultivated with things that are worth, that are edifying.
Lord,
Don't
oh.
give approval.
Edifying.
Don't give approval to a sinful, riotous life. Not
You.
only the person who you give approval to do it is under condemnation. You
You.
who find entertainment in it will be judged as well.
Some people
You
have
know,
a people who do
yes,
sin.
because what you're actually doing, you're acting as a promoter. You're promoting the sin. You're promoting
Yes,
the
I know it.
sin.
You may look on your son.
You know, you're promoting the sin. You're now being a celebrity of the person who is carrying out the act. You are now being entertained and you are drawn into it deeper and deeper. That's why you should not, as Christians, entertain gossip, because you're just
That's
as
true.
worse as a gossiper.
Yes.
You're as worse as a gossiper because you're entertaining gossip. You're as a believer. Should not, if you know that somebody is in the wrong, and every time they do the wrong, they come and tell
Oh,
you. They come and tell you, and you
I'm
find it as fun.
sorry.
And you do nothing about it because it entertain you. A con artist business. And it entertain you. You're just as guilty as a person who has done it. You give approval. That is why Paul was underneath so much condemnation when he remember what he did to young Stephen as a deacon, when he consented to Stephen's death, when he was stoned, Stephen was stoned to death.
No,
No
you can't
wonder why Paul
build.
could have seen himself in the light of God's word. That's why Paul don't back from anything, because he realized that he was saved by grace. He was saved by grace.
Oh,
You know,
Jesus.
because he consented to Stephen's death.
Stephen's death.
He was just as bad as the person
Yeah,
who
as the one
stoned
who told his
Stephen.
own.
You know, that is why Paul didn't relent to give the gospel. You know, that is why Paul would say that I press forward towards the higher mark, to the higher calling of God in Christ Jesus, because he know that his back didn't look well, but he know that when he press forward, he's going into authority. He's going into the grounds that Christ has opened for him. He's going into grace. You know, so not because we had come being in error in the past, that doesn't let us forever be condemned. You know,
Yes.
if you say yes to Christ, forgetting the things that are behind and
Yeah.
reaching forward to the things that are before, then the word that is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, that said, "There is therefore no." Where's my preacher? Nobody preaching with me this evening.
There
There
is
is
therefore
therefore
no
no.
condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk of the flesh, that one. But
Amen.
after
To
the
those who are in
Spirit.
Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. There is therefore
No
no
condemnation
condemnation
to them who are in
are in
Christ
Christ
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes.
Amen. Who walk not of the flesh,
The
but
blood
of
has now washed you
the
clean. The blood has now redeemed you. The blood has now bought you with a price. You are now edified around the table of God. You can
Yes.
eat around the table that is spread for you.
Yes.
You know, so don't entertain. Don't be an entertainer of sin. Don't approve sin in no form.
Compromise, don't
Don't
compromise.
compromise. You got the standard. Because when you do that, you're amplifying it. You're
Yes.
amplifying the harm. You're making it louder. You're making it more destructive. You're making it reach a wider spectrum of people when you suppress the truth and you entertain sin. You entertain other people's sin. Let it be your form of entertainment. Don't do it. You know? Yes, so this passage is not the final word. This passage that we read, Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 32, it is not the final word. It is just a diagnostic. Paul is building an argument. It is just a
Yes.
diagnostic.
Yes.
And this diagnostic will make the cure meaningful.
Yeah.
We have seen the disease, the universal sin and guilt. And when we read like chapter 3, you're going to see the cure, justification by grace through faith in
Amen, amen,
Christ.
amen.
You know, without understanding the depth of human depravity described here, we cannot fully appreciate the magnitude of God's grace in the
Yes.
gospel, as Paul declares. Paul declares, but God demonstrated his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ
Christ died
died
for us.
for us.
Amen,
Hallelujah.
amen,
Amen.
hallelujah.
While
Amen,
we were still
hallelujah.
sinners, Christ died for us.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Yes.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
So, what I want to encourage us this evening to do is to guard against anything that takes God's rightful place in our
Information.
hearts. Whatever takes God's rightful place, guard against it. And I want us to start by auditing your functional God. Whatever gods that you have in your life that is functional, audit it. You know, what do you most treasure, trust, and turn to? Audit it and see. You know, make God, Jehovah God, first place in your life. And also, since ingratitude is the beginning
Jesus, help
of
us.
sin, since ingratitude is the beginning of the spiral of sin that's mentioned, intentionally, I want us to intentionally thanks. You know, intentionally give thanks. Just be thankful.
Praise,
Thanks.
praise,
Thanksgiving
start
is a
to
powerful guard against spiritual
praise,
decline.
praise,
Just start to praise. And
start
remember, remember
to
too
praise.
that sin is never static. Sin always grows. Sin
Hallelujah.
always grows. And I want to tell you that sin grow faster than evil righteousness. If you plant grass, like you plant a good lawn grass and some weeds start to spread in it, the
You need
weeds are going to
spreading
grow faster than even this
faster than
lawn
the one that
grass.
appears. That's
You're
true.
planting,
That's
yeah,
true.
sin multiply faster than righteousness. You know, it just continues a spiral. So
Good girl.
address it. If you have a sin, just address it early through confession, repentance, and accountability.
Thank
And
you,
if
sir.
you know, and we must share the gospel with urgency. If all people are without excuse and under God's wrath, the message of salvation is the most loving thing that we can ever offer to anybody.
Please.
Salvation is the most loving thing we can ever offer. And remember that Paul's audience thought he was only describing pagans. You know, when Paul wrote this book, the audience thought he was only describing pagans until chapter 2, verse 1 turns the spotlight on them when he said, "We all need grace.
Yes.
We all sh come short of the glory of God."
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. You remember I want you to remember when we started Romans 2 weeks ago, and Paul would have said that your faith has been spoken of throughout all of Rome. Everybody know your faith. And yet, Paul would dig, would come down. I like the way Paul write his letters. You know, he'd come so calmly, and he's going to get so pronounced. He's
Get
going to get so
deeper, deeper,
pronounced.
get deeper.
Yes, you're going to see it because it speak now about the Gentile, which you're seeing, and all the sin that the Gentile commit, whatever they're doing and whatever the sins, we see them. You know, now when we look next week, when we look at chapter 2, he's going to speak of the sin that you, the receiver of this letter, has been doing, what you're doing, and all of that, you know. And oh, God is good.
Praise Him.
God is good.
Praise Him.
All the time.
Amen.
All the time, God
Yes.
is good.
Yes. Paul said that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God
Power
unto
of God unto
salvation.
salvation.
You know, the darkness that we just read of in the latter part of chapter 1, it makes the light of the gospel shine all brighter. You know,
Right
it
up.
makes the light of the gospel. When we see how God can deliver people from that, from such things, it makes the light of the gospel shines ever so bright. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to close. We're going to stop there for today. Anyone have anything to share before we close? Anyone, any questions? Any questions, any feedback? Anything that you're not clear on? Anything that you want to share with us? Everything was clear?
Yes.
My God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't God good?
All the time.
Oh,
All the time.
yes.
All the time,
Yes,
God
He
is good.
makes. He's a teacher. The Holy Spirit is a teacher, is the one that teaches us, and is the one that causes us to learn. And I thank God. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, I welcome you all. If there's anyone here for the first time, I give God thanks that He led you this way. And all of you, I know that it has been a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. Is a Saturday that most people one guy that I was witnessing to, he said that we have in the Bible study on the right night is the night that most people decide to go out to sin. A Saturday night, because he said they work from Monday to Friday. Friday they're tired, so they sleep in their bed on Friday. But Saturday, they stay at the party until it lock right through the night. They stay at the party, and they will do all sorts of something, all unfaithfulness and godliness, everything that spell they would
Well,
practice that
sin.
night. You
Say
know,
let loose, hell let
yes,
loose.
hell let loose. So I know it's a sacrifice that we all take to be on tonight. We could have been otherwise minded. We could have been doing so much other things, but thank God that He led us here. It is not your own, it is not your doing, but it's Christ that is working in you and through you. And if you were just scrolling and you stumble upon this platform and you hear the word of God being taught and preached, if the Spirit of God wasn't in you, you would have come off, you would have fallen into slumber, and you'd just come off because you'd put up a blockage against it. But the mere fact that you stayed through the duration of this teaching, it shows that God is cultivating new grounds in your soul to let the word dwell richly in you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Tanya, we welcome you back, Sister Tanya. We haven't seen you in a long time. We give God thanks. We pray for you earnestly, and we thank God for you. We miss you. We miss you so much. Amen,
Amen.
Brother
Thank
Ka
you.
Yes, Brother Cavell. Oh man, he's my good friend. Whenever you see Brother Cavell, pray for him. He means well. I would call him Livermore. His surname is Livermore. We
Thank you,
trained.
Jesus.
We trained in the military together. We have over 30 years, 30 odd years of friendship, Cavell and myself. You know, we trained, we carry each other through. We know things about each other. Amen. Brother Cavell, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Is my we trained in the military. We were soldiers. Amen. Yes, iPhone, I give God thanks for you. Every time you come on, I'll be praying for your sister Elisha. You're such
Thank
a
you, brother.
blessing.
Thank you, brother. God. Thank you very
Yes,
much, brother. God.
amen.
Yeah,
You're
man.
such a
Thank you,
blessing.
Jesus, man.
Bless the
Yeah,
Lord,
man.
Brother Cavell. Yes.
Blessings, man. Blessings, sir, Scott.
Amen. Amen. Sister Tamaya, you know, I just give God thanks
My
for
God.
you all. And since there is no, since there's no feedback on the lessons, yes, I want to invite Sister Ether, who will do our reminders for the week. Sister Ether, are you ready for us?
Amen. Ready. Good night, everybody.
Night,
Good night,
everyone.
sis. On
Good night.
behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, it's my pleasure to welcome you all. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. It is our vision to see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart. We envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God, one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. For those who were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we began our study on Acts of the Apostles. We had an amazing time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. If you miss it, the replay is available at www.prayerportaltoheaven.com. This Thursday at 8 p.m., we will meet for our Singspiration service titled "Lest I Forget Gethsemane," under the theme "Jesus Paid It All." This is our Easter production. Again, this will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International. On this same link, it promises to be a blessing. Post it on your status and invite everyone you know. Looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Have a productive week, winning souls for Christ by the life you live and the words that you speak. I'll hand over now to Sister Camille to close off in prayer and to do the benediction. Thank you. Have a great night.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Lord. Bless you, Sister Heather, for doing the announcements and the reminders. God bless you. I bless you all, everyone. I greet you in the worthy name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Bless the
Amen.
Lord.
Bless the Lord. What a
Hallelujah.
amen. Wonderful time in the presence of the
Praise
Lord.
God.
Yes,
Amen.
man, it
Amen.
was a full five-course meal, Deacon. And I have
My
eaten,
God.
you know, and I have taken my notes, and
Thank you,
I'm
Jesus.
challenged, and I'm ready to go back to dig to see what else is left in the word that, you know, we may have missed. So very
Amen.
well done. And so I extend
Jesus.
commendations to you tonight for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in the way that he did. You spoke about a number of things, and I won't go through them all, But just a few highlights of some of the things that stood out for me. You talk about the wrath of God, and you reminded us that it is not a place for any one of us to be. It is a place that is dangerously scary, you know, to be. It's like a taste of hell here on earth.
My
My
God.
God, it really did something. It brought me back to the Ark of the Covenant, and you know, when it was not treated the way it was supposed to, what happened? And Amen.
so, you know, it brought me back there. You talked about what it means to suppress the truth, you know, just intentionally or deliberately hiding the truth. You spoke about the general and the special revelation. And you know, that special revelation is such a dear place to my heart. When you spoke about it, I just felt something, you know, that self-disclosure that is given to each of us, and each of us have our own moments with Christ, right? That self-disclosure that we receive only through the blood of Jesus Christ
Jesus
of
Christ,
Nazareth. And so that spoke to me. Sin is not just breaking the rules. It is misplacing our worship. Hallelujah.
Sin is never static. Thank
It
you, always Jesus.
grows. And so as we go tonight, we were reminded to guard our hearts, to guard against anything
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
would seek to want to take the place of
Hallelujah.
Almighty God. And so
Thank
that's
you,
where,
Lord.
that's a good place for us to stop tonight. Guarding ourselves, making sure that nothing takes the place of Almighty
Glory to
God.
God.
And so with that,
Amen.
I will
Amen.
move into a time of prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory to
Gracious God and
God.
our Father and our friend. Lord, we honor you tonight with our whole hearts. We
Yes.
honor you, Lord Jesus Christ, not just from our mouths, but out of our spirits.
Yes.
And
Yes.
as we come, Lord, we come with humbled hearts,
Thank you,
bowed
Lord.
at the foot of the cross.
Thank you,
We ask
Jesus.
God Almighty for your purifying blood, the
Jesus.
blood that was shed on Calvary that makes us pure
Jesus.
enough, Lord, to be able to place our
Oh,
request
God.
before you. And so, God, as you wash us in that blood, help us,
Thank
Lord God Almighty, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to put before you that which is our concern.
you,
Father God, we thank you for
Yes, Lord.
tonight's
Thank
proceedings.
you,
We thank
Lord.
you for, God Almighty, affording us this opportunity to meet in this fashion. We thank you for your word
Oh,
which has gone
Jesus.
forth, God Almighty, so quick, so sharp, so powerful. Mighty God, more than a
Hallelujah.
two-edged sword piercing our hearts, oh God Almighty, and settling there,
Jesus.
instigating a life of transformation through the power
Hallelujah.
of the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, as your man of God would have spoken tonight, there's so much to reflect on. I pray that you will, oh God Almighty, sanctify us, purify us, and
Yes,
forgive us,
Lord.
Lord God Almighty, if ever, Lord Jesus Christ, we entertain
Lord,
anything in
help
our
us.
lives that will lead us to a place
Jesus.
close to where
Oh,
we would
God. Oh,
experience
God.
the wrath of Almighty God, not
Jesus.
even under the umbrella of the wrath,
Jesus.
but close to that place, God Almighty. Will you
Jesus.
turn us around?
Yes,
Will you
Lord.
wash us?
Hallelujah.
Will you expose
Hallelujah.
it to us, God Almighty, that
Oh,
we may repent
Jesus.
and
Yes,
put it down,
Lord.
Almighty God, and
Hallelujah.
turn away from it?
Glory
Because, Lord
to
God
God,
Almighty, the
Jesus.
worst thing that we could ever hear is
Oh,
that, God Almighty,
Lord.
you have
Yes,
turned
Lord.
from us. And so I pray,
Hallelujah.
God, that if we are, oh
Jesus.
God, going down a path that would want to lead you to
Oh,
grieve your
God.
spirit in such a way that He would want to turn from us, God Almighty, I pray that it will be exposed to us, oh God
Yes,
Almighty,
Lord.
suddenly, oh God,
Jesus.
with a powerful
Jesus.
conviction,
Lord,
ushering us into a time of
Jesus.
change,
Throne
oh,
of
with
blood, David.
immediate
Oh,
effect
Jesus, be in
in the
front of that
mighty
man.
name of
Name of
Jesus.
Jesus, no,
Help
Lord.
us, Lord,
Please
in all
come
that
to
we
his
do to live a
kingdom.
life of
Hallelujah.
surrender, where
We
we, God
repent in
Almighty,
our
do
moment.
all the things that
Oh,
are pleasing in your sight. We're not
Father.
engaging in conversations, Lord,
Oh,
that do not honor
Jesus.
you. We're not engaging in
Thank you,
conversations
Lord.
that require us to compromise, oh God Almighty, your
Hallelujah.
holiness that
Yes.
require us to suppress the truth. But Lord God Almighty, your
Jesus.
word
Oh,
says, "Thou
Jesus.
desirest Jesus.
Fruit in the inward part. So God Almighty, any lie within us, any desire to lie, any desire to suppress the truth,
hallelujah.
I pray that you will crush it tonight. Oh God,
yes,
let us
Lord.
Have an upset stomach, God Almighty. Kill our very appetite for anything but the truth of Almighty God. In the
hallelujah.
Mighty name of
Jesus,
we pray, God, that as you continue to reveal yourself to us in general ways and in special,
yes, Lord.
Oh God, through special revelations, that we will understand, oh God, the honor and the privilege that it is to have encounters,
yes,
with
Jesus,
you. We will
Jesus,
live a life,
Jesus,
God, that is adherent to your will and to your instruction,
yes,
for us, that we will continue to experience you, oh God Almighty, in deeper
hallelujah.
And deeper ways. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, God Almighty, that you will help us every instance of sin, oh God, in our life to be exposed to us. It
yes,
doesn't matter
Lord.
How small it is, Lord. Put it under a magnifying glass to
Jesus.
Us,
yes,
that
Jesus.
We may
Lord.
See it and
Jesus.
Turn away from it, Lord. We don't
yes.
want to, for sometimes we God Almighty, think that this sin, as Deacon would have said, is just breaking the rules. But Lord God, as
oh,
he would have
Jesus.
Said,
it
as your man
sin.
Servant feared,
hallelujah.
Oh, it is misplaced to worship. Help us not,
oh,
oh God Almighty, to
Jesus.
Put our worship in anything else but in
Lord
Almighty God of
Jesus.
Heaven, the
oh,
one who
Lord
sent his
Jesus.
Son Jesus Christ to die for us. Some of us, Lord God Almighty, we are distracted, Lord Jesus Christ, without realizing that yes, being
oh,
distracted
oh,
is a
God.
Sin
Oh,
also,
God. Oh,
because
yeah.
our attention
oh,
which
yeah.
should be on
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus, is not focused
yes,
on
Lord.
People, is not focused
mm-hmm.
on things, is not focused on the car, is not focused on the bills, is not focused on the house, but like Lord God Almighty, like Jehoshaphat, I pray that you will keep
hallelujah.
Our eyes stayed on you. He said, neither know I what to do, but my eyes are upon you. Keep
you,
our
Jesus.
Eyes upon
focus
you. Keep our eyes
hallelujah.
Upon the hills
yes,
from whence cometh our help, knowing
from
our help comes from you, Almighty God. Keep us from the place
yes,
where we
Lord.
Would want to even think or imagine what it is like to experience
Jesus.
The wrath
Jesus.
Of Almighty
Jesus.
God. Keep us secured. Keep us away, mighty God, from that
hallelujah.
Scary place in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord God Almighty, to understand that with sin or with holiness, there's no compromise, because
Jesus.
Compromise
oh,
starts
Jesus.
Small and then it continues to grow. The moment we
oh,
compromise
God. Oh,
once,
God.
Lord God Almighty, it's an invitation for sin to enter in our lives. So help us to stand in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Sometimes it will be hard. Sometimes, God Almighty, our character will be challenged. Sometimes, God Almighty, things
Jesus.
Will be spoken. But
oh,
help us, God
oh,
Almighty,
God.
To stand
oh, God.
In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. Because
name
what
of
shall
Jesus.
It profit a man to gain the
in
whole
the
world and to
word.
Lose his soul? Help us, God, to secure
Jesus.
Our soul in you, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Even if the world turns, help us to stand. Let
Jesus.
Our yea be yea and our
yes,
nay
Lord.
Be nay.
Yeah.
And we will stand up and say, I will serve the Lord God
hallelujah.
Almighty. One thing I desire, only this I seek,
Jesus.
Is to dwell in the presence
the
of the
Lord,
in the house of Almighty God, for all the days
Jesus.
Of my life.
Lord.
Without compromise in the mighty
in
name of
Jesus
Christ. As we depart one from another, Lord, I pray that you will search this platform. Examine
yes,
our hearts as individuals. Examine us as a ministry, Lord. And as we put ourselves before you, we pray
hallelujah.
That you will purify us, God Almighty, as a ministry.
Jesus.
God Almighty, if we're not all or in one accord, if we're not all
yes,
in
Lord.
Singleness of heart, Lord God Almighty, we will not be able to receive what you had for us, Jesus Christ, when Acorn was the one who sinned, Lord God
yes,
Almighty, the
Lord.
Entire army
oh,
would have
Lord.
Lost the
Oh,
battle.
Lord.
Examine us
Heart
tonight,
Lord.
God. Search our hearts,
mercy,
purge
Lord.
Us,
yes, Lord.
Purify
mercy,
us,
Jesus.
Remove what lingers there that is
Jesus,
not supposed to be.
Jesus.
Wash
Jesus.
Us with your blood, unforgiveness,
Jesus,
bitterness.
Jesus,
replace it with
Jesus.
The love of God, replace it with forgiveness,
hallelujah.
Replace it with joy, oh God,
hallelujah.
Unspeakable. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus
Christ, and bring us to that place, Lord God, where our one desire, oh God, as a ministry,
yes,
a faith
Lord.
defender, Bible study ministry will be, Lord God Almighty,
Yes,
to
Lord.
focus on you. Then will we be able to receive what you have for us, because then we will have
Hallelujah.
Singleness of heart. Father, I pray that you will continue to cover Deacon under the blood
Oh,
of Jesus
Jesus.
Christ. I
Yes,
pray that you will
Lord.
continue to pour into him as he continue, God,
Thank
to
you,
lead,
Jesus.
oh God Almighty, this ministry unto, oh God
Hallelujah.
Almighty, through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that you will
Yes,
give him
Lord.
more grace, oh, to be able to stand.
Hallelujah.
We know leadership is hard, but Lord, we know that you have anointed him, and when we know yesterday's anointing is not enough, so when he gets weary, I pray that, God Almighty, you
Yes,
will
Lord.
replenish him. And as the word has come forth,
Thank you,
Lord, we
Jesus.
pray that it will rest in the hearts of your people
Yes,
tonight.
mighty
Every
God.
person within the hearing of the word, it will stay
Praise
there,
God.
Almighty God, and it will take
Yes,
root,
Lord.
and it will
Yeah.
bring transformation in the mighty name of
Name of
Jesus. Cover his
Jesus.
family under your blood, Lord God. And as I surrender him to
Hallelujah.
you, I surrender the ministry. Bless each
Hallelujah.
person online.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Increase our appetite for your word,
Jesus.
Lord.
Oh
Increase
God.
our appetite.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, increase our
Hallelujah.
appetite.
Jesus.
More of
Yes,
you.
Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. More of you.
Hallelujah.
Mighty
Yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
More of
Jesus.
you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Mighty
And we
God.
may
Yes,
decrease
Lord.
all of us. Oh, Jesus. And
Jesus.
the Spirit of God
Jesus.
will increase within us.
Yes,
In the
Lord.
name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
we tell you thanks, mighty God, in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God
Jesus.
bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The
Praise
Lord bless
Jesus.
you, everyone.
Praise God.
The
Praise
Lord
God.
keep you.
Thank
The Lord makes his face to shine upon you
upon you
and be gracious unto you. May he lift up the light of his countenance upon each of you and grant you peace. Shalom. God bless you, everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah.
Good night.
Praise the Lord.
Good night.
Bless
good night.
The Lord.